And welcome back for game number two of our doubleheader from our tournament at Queen City. It's being brought to you by these Knox County sponsors, and they include Bobby D. Clark, CPA, in Edina, Cardwell Lumber Company, the Citizens Bank of Edina, the Eagle's Nest Restaurant, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, the Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services. And by these Scotland County sponsors, the Community Bank of Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Mayberry Farm and Truck Accessories North of Memphis, the Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions North of Memphis, the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slayton Polaris ATVs, the Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And now, let's take you back to Queen City, Missouri for round number two with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. It's a 3-6 matchup. The number three seed, Scotland County Lady Tigers. Number six, Knox County Lady Eagles. And take a look at the starting lineup for Knox County. It'll be Brianna Miller, a senior, Savannah Sprague, a junior, Miley Miller, a freshman, Eddie Parrish, a freshman, and Abigail Becker, a junior. And they come in with a record of 3-19 and coached by James Dent. For Scotland County, Paige Bishop, a senior, Quinn Hamlin, a sophomore, Brent Aylward, a senior, Abby Doster, a senior, and Carly Smith, a junior, coached by Corey Schultz, 10-15. Are the Lady Tigers. As we are set to play basketball, Abigail Becker will jump center against Abby Doster. The far side of the gym has absolutely nobody in the stands. Everybody's on my side. Ball is up. Tip is controlled by Scotland County as Bishop with the basketball. Gives it to Hamlin on the left wing. Hamlin tried to find Carly Smith in the corner, threw it out of bounds. So, placed here by Scotland County. Brianna Miller will inbound to Sragg. Sragg kicks it over to Parrish. Parrish brings it across the timeline. Pulls up on the right wing. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Bounce pass to Sragg, and she's tied up by Bishop. Jump ball, alternating possession back to Knox County. As Brianna Miller will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Sragg. Sragg gives to the right wing, hands on to Parrish on the right wing. Parrish looks for somebody, gets it back out to Miley Miller at the top of the key. Miley takes it down the right lane, gets it to Becker. Here can put her off the baseline, no good, gets her own rebound, puts it up, missed it, partially blocked. And Quinn Hamlin comes away with it to Bishop. As Bishop brings it across the timeline, gives it to Hamlin. Now pass to Aylward on the left wing. Hamlin between the two circles to Bishop between the two circles. Bishop to Brent Aylward on the right wing inside to Doster on the right block. Puts a shot up over Abigail Becker, missed it. And Becker lost the ball, handle on the basketball, picked up by Savannah Sragg. Sragg running 10-footer from the dotted line, no good. Parrish off the rebound. Parrish, or Bishop rather, in a hurry. Brings it across the timeline to Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin. Bounce pass to Smith on the left wing on the left baseline. Aylward gives it back to Hamlin. Hamlin down the right lane, puts up the shot, missed it. But she drew the foul. The foul may be on Abigail Becker, and it will be. So Abigail Becker picks up her first foul. And then Quinn Hamlin is the line to shoot two shots. First shot on the way, missed it. Off the heel of the rim, and we're still have no score in the ball game. As Quinn Hamlin eyes it, fires it, got it. So 1-0. Scotland County with the lead. Nope, they're going to wave it off. A lane violation against Scotland County. So still 0-0. Pressured by the Lady Tigers. Brianna Miller tried to get it to Miley, and it's knocked out of bounds by Carly Smith. So it will be Knox County basketball. Still pressure by Scotland County. Brianna Miller will inbound. Gets it to Sragg. Sragg back to Miller. Brianna brings it across the sideline. Dribbles to a triple team Now dumps it off to Becker. 10-footer rolls across the rim. No good. And Carly Smith off the rebound. Smith gives it to Bishop. As Paige Bishop across the timeline to Hamlin between the two circles. Smith on the left wing. Smith, and it's going to be over and back. And Smith passed the ball back to Hamlin. Hamlin cut to the basket. And it goes over and back. So it'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. 2 minutes into this ball game and no score. As Brianna Miller to Schrag. Try to get it back to Miller. Stolen away by Hamlin. Hamlin will take it to the house, lays it up, and got it. So Quinn Hamlin with 2 points. Now inbound pass stolen away by Bishop. Gets it over to Aylward. Her little five-footer, no good. And Schrag comes out with a rebound. Schrag dribbles around Bryn Aylward and stepped on the end line. Or the sideline. And now Charlie Holland will check in. And Carly Smith will set down. The Paige Bishop on the near sideline will inbound to Aylward in the right corner. Bishop will take it right at Becker. Fires up a 5-foot floater, no good. And Parrish off the rebound down the far sideline. And she stepped on the sideline. And she tried to get around Abby Doster. Now James Dan wants a timeout. 5:34 left to play in the first quarter. Collin County 2, Knox County nothing back in 30 seconds. This is K&M Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School, home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament. Second girls game of the evening. Scotland County, Knox County, and Scotland County leading 2-0 with the basketball. Hamlin inbounds to Bishop. Bishop gets it to Holland on the right wing, skips to the left wing to Hamlin. Hamlin walks with it. So turnover, Scotland County. Little pressure again by the Lady Tigers as Brianna Miller gets it in to Schrag. Back to Brianna Miller, trying to get it ahead to Parrish. Pass is slapped out of bounds by Bishop. So Brianna Miller again will inbound to Savannah Schrag, and she walked but got by with it. Brianna Miller to Perry. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Abby Doster. So Doster picks up her first foul. So first team foul against Allen County. Brianna Miller on the far sideline will inbound to Schrag. And Savannah Schrag dribbles the top of the key, whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Paige Bishop. That's her first. Second team foul against Collin County. Brianna Miller again will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Parrish on the right wing. Try to give him go back to Brianna Miller. Slapped away by Hayward, picked up by Hamlin. As Quinn Hamlin will bring it across the timeline to Bishop between the two circles. Bounce pass to Hamlin on the right wing. Holland at the top of the key, Aylward on the left wing. Bishop on the left wing, skips to the right wing to Hamlin. Hamlin goes into the paint, puts up the shot, whistle, and a foul. A foul, it's going to be on Abigail Becker, and that's her second. So Briston Miller gets set to check in. Quinn Hamlin with 2 points, looking for three. Shot up, no good. Briston Miller will check in. Abigail Becker will set down with 2 personal fouls. Still 4:49 left to play in the first quarter. Hamlin's second free throw on the way. Got it. 3 points for Quinn Hamlin. 3-0. Scotland with the lead as Brianna Miller in the backcourt gets it across the timeline. Jeff Parrish and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Bishop. That's the second on Paige Bishop. Now Emma Harvey will check in. Paige Bishop will set down. Brianna Miller on the near sideline, guarded by Quinn Hamlin. Gets in the backcourt to Schrag. Sarag across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Scotland County. Sarag puts up the shot down the right lane. Missed it to do the foul, and the foul is going to be on Emma Harvey. So Emma Harvey picks up the foul. That's her first. They call it on the floor as Parrish will inbound underneath her own basket. Parrish looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Mylon Miller in the left-hand corner, dribbles to the left wing. Bad pass, stolen away by Hamlin. Takes it to the house, lays it up, and you got it. 5 points for Quinn Hamlin. They sure again by Scotland County. Sarag gets it to Parrish on the right wing. It's Parrish. Dribbles between the two circles. Around the top of the key. Bounce pass to Mylon Miller. Sarag in the corner gets it to Parrish. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And right underneath the basket. And Brent Aylward off the rebound. Aylward gets it to Hamlin. Hamlin brings it across the timeline. 2-3 zone by Knox County. Hamlin has it between the two circles. Bounce pass to Holland between the two circles. Now Hamlin. Hamlin gives it to Green Aylward. Tries a three. Somebody got a hand on it. And the rebound comes off to Emma Harvey. Doster tried to put up a shot. Blocked out of bounds by Brianna Miller. So it'll be Scotland basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Aylward will trigger. Aylward looks for somebody underneath the basket to Doster off glass. Got it. Abby Doster with two. 7-0. Scotland with the lead. Brianna Miller over to Miley Miller. Miley gets it ahead to Sarag. Sarag puts up the shot. Missed it, but was fouled by Emma Harvey, and that's her second. So two fouls on Emma Harvey. And to the line, we go Savannah Sarag to shoot two. Sarag eyes it, fires it, got it. And Knox County on the board. 1 point for Savannah Sarag. So Emma Harvey will check out as Carly Smith will check back in for the Lady Tigers. That shot up off the front of the rim, no good. Doster off the rebound to Hamlin. Hamlin will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Aylward on the left wing, to Hamlin between the two circles. Bounce pass Holland on the right wing. Holland gets it back out to Aylward. They lost the ball, stolen away by Savannah Sarag. Sarag will take it to the house, lays it up, and got it. 3 points. Savannah Sarag, and it's 7-3. Scotland County with the lead in the basketball. Hamlin to Aylward on the left wing, to Smith in the left corner. Hamlin, top of the key, to Holland. Now Hamlin back to Holland. To the right wing, Aylward underneath the Doster. Off glass, got it. 4 points for Abby Doster. 9-3. Scotland with the lead. Sarag to Brianna Miller. Now Savannah Sarag splits a double team, kicks it out to Perry. She'll try a three. No good. Doster off the rebound. Out to Hamlin. 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. Hamlin will walk it across the timeline. Holland on the deep left wing. Now Hamlin takes it to the hoop, lays the shot up, missed it. As she knocked Briston Miller down, and they're going to call a foul on Briston Miller. So Briston Miller picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. And Quinn Hamlin will go to the line to shoot two. She has five, looking for six. Shot's up, got it. 6 points for Quinn Hamlin. 10-3, Scotland County with the lead. 2:12 left to play in the first quarter. Hamlin's second one up, no good. Doster with the rebound, puts it up and in. 6 points for Abby Doster. Savannah Sarag in the backcourt. Looks for somebody, finds Parrish. Parrish gives the ball to Brianna Miller. As Brianna Miller across the timeline to Parrish, takes it right in front of the basket, puts it up and in. Kennedy Parrish with 2 points. 12-5. As the clock is not running. Now they've started the clock. Quinn Hamlin gives it to Holland. On the left wing, it goes to Smith. Smith airmailed a pass to Aylward, threw it out of bounds. So Knox County with basketball. Sarag gives it to Brianna Miller. Across the timeline to Sarag. Sarag gets it down to Parrish, and Parrish couldn't catch up with it. Goes out of bounds. Turnover at Knox County. Then Aylward will inbound. Aylward gets it into Hamlin. Hamlin brings it across the timeline, finds Holland between the two circles to Hamlin. On the left wing to Smith, left baseline, Aylward. Hamlin will try a three, no good. And Sragg comes out with a rebound. Sragg will bring it across the timeline to the left wing, guarded by Holland. Now Sragg around the top of the key. They put it up off. Glass got it. 5 points to that of Sragg. 12-7. Scotland County with the lead in the basketball is Hamlin. Will bring it across the timeline. Smith has it on the left wing. Back to Hamlin, top of the key. Holland on the right side of the circle. Now Smith, little 12-footer, missed it. And Parrish off the rebound. Parrish will bring it across the timeline to the left wing. Gives it to Brianna Miller, top of the key for three. Bullseye! 3 points for Brianna Miller, and it's 12-10, Scotland County with the lead. 45 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Hamlin tried to get it inside. Holland tried to get it inside to Aylward. Now they do. She puts it off. Flash got it. 2 points for Brent Aylward as Brianna Miller gives it to Schrag. Now over to Perry. Perry with the dribble. Tried to save it in and couldn't do it. Sragg tried to save it in and pass behind her back and hit Quinn Hamlin right in the face. Well, maybe the side of the head. She's all right as she brings the ball across the timeline. As they give the ball to Lily Frederick, Frederick gives it inside. To Carly Smith. Smith put up a shot, missed it. The rebound. There's a foul on the rebound, and it would be on Brianna Miller. So Miller picks up the foul. That's her first. Brent Aylward in the left corner to Hamlin. Hamlin from the dotted line puts up the shot. No good. Parrish off the rebound to Brianna Miller. Brianna Miller, 2-1 up in the second row. The turnover for Knox County. 8/10 of a second left to play in the quarter. 14-10, Scotland County to the lead as Carly Smith will inbound. Smith gets the ball into Hamlin, throws up the prayer, way short. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. Scotland County 14, Knox County 11. Back in a minute. This is KMEN Sports.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
At People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahokia, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back, everybody, to Scotland County R1 High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Knox County Lady Eagle, Scotland County Lady Tiger Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. As we start the second quarter, 14-10, Scotland County with the lead in the basketball. Brent Aylward will inbound. Gets it to Paige Bishop, back in the ball game. She plays with two fouls. Bishop back to Aylward, back to Bishop. Now Hamlin on the right wing to Bishop. Bishop running 10-footer, airballed it. And out with it comes Rihanna Miller. Miller will bring it across the timeline. Sees it open. He takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and wouldn't go down. And Quinn Hamlin off the rebound. Hamlin will bring it across the timeline. Hamlin gives it to Paige Bishop. Bounce pass to Smith on the left wing, on the left baseline. Aylward. To Smith, back to Bishop between the two circles, to Hamlin, back to Bishop. High post, Abby Doster. Doster back to Bishop for three. On the way, no good. And Doster off the rebound, gives it back to Bishop on the left wing. Hamlin has it between the two circles. Hamlin bounced past to Hayward on the right wing. Back to Hamlin, and a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Kennedy Parrish from Miley Miller. Miley Miller picked up the foul. That's her first. As Bishop in the right corner goes to Aylward. Back to Bishop on the right wing. Bishop gives it out to Hamlin between the two circles. Back to Bishop, right wing, right corner. Aylward, Bishop. Now Hamlin on the left wing. Smith inside the arc on the left wing. Doster back to Bishop. Underneath, tried to find Aylward, couldn't hang on to it. Stolen away by Kennedy Parrish. Here comes Knox County. Parrish to the right wing. Brianna Miller, top of the key to Miley Miller. Top of the key. Brianna Miller on the left wing and left corner to Becker. Becker will try a three on the way. Boom! Abigail Becker hits a three, and it's 14-13. Scotland up by one with the basketballs. Holland and Harvey get set to check in for Scotland County. Aylward to Hamlin. Now Bishop. They swing around the left wing to Smith. Bishop on the left wing. High post, Doster. Doster gives it back to Bishop. Bishop sees an opening, takes it to the hoop, missed it. Got her own rebound, put it back up, missed the putback. Let you do the foul. Foul's going to be on Becker, and that's her third. So third foul on Abigail Becker, and Paige Bishop will be at the line. She'll shoot two shots. She has no points. This the first one. Briston Miller will check in. Abigail Becker will check out. So now Brent Aylward checks out. Cody Smith checks out. As I guess, Harvey and Holland, the only two checked in. It's Bishop's second free throw. Got it. 1 point for Paige Bishop. 2 points. Scotland County lead. As Brent Miller gets it to Briston. Briston gets it over to Srag. Tried to put up a shot blocked by Holland. Holland comes away with it. Now Hamlin takes it to the hoop, missed it, and Thrash can draw the rebound. We go the other way. As a whistle and a foul. As the foul is going to be on Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin picks up the foul. That's her first. 16 fouls in Scotland County. Both teams with 16 fouls. So Brianna Miller on the far sideline, inbound to Parrish in the right corner. Brianna Miller, right in front of the basket, puts it up and in. 5 points, Brianna Miller. We're tied at 15. Paige Bishop across the timeline to Hamlin on the left wing. Now Paige Bishop, 15 footer on the way, no good. And off the rebound, Kennedy Parrish knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Scotland County. So Knox County will have the basketball against a little pressure and bound pass to Swag. To Brianna Miller. Back to Swag. As Swag almost lost the ball, puts it up. Now she's in a hurry. Now loses the ball, picked up by Holland. Holland gets it ahead to Hamlin off glass. God, missed it. And Bishop with the rebound. Her put back, no good, but a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Miley Miller. Second foul on Miley Miller. 17 foul against Knox County. So Bishop will have two anyway. First shot up, pinball's in and out, no good. Tied at 15, 5 minutes left to play in the first half. Bishop with one, looking for two. Shots on the way, in and out, no good. And Harvey with a rebound. Her put back, no good. But Doster was there to put it back up and in. 8 points for Abby Doster. Brianna Miller to Kennedy Parrish. Parrish will take it right at him. Harvey out class got it. 4 points for Kennedy Parrish. Tied at 17. Bishop brings it across the timeline. Bishop on the left side of the circle gives it to Hamlin. Hamlin takes it right at Briston Miller. Puts up the shot, no good. Doster with a rebound. Gets it to Parrish. Back to Doster. Missed the shot. Rebound comes off to Emma Harvey. She drew a foul, and the foul's going to be on Brianna Miller, and that's her second. So So Emma Harvey at the line to shoot a 1-1. Looking for her first points of the ball game. Shots on the way, no good. 17-17, and now James Dent wants a timeout. 4:23 left to play in the first half. Scholar County 17, Knox County 17. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMN Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Tied at 17, 4:23 left to play in the first half. This 3-6 girls matchup in the quarterfinals from the Class 2 District 6 tournament here at Schuyler County High School. And Emma Harvey at the line to shoot her second free throw. They call it active shooting. Hard shots up, missed it. And Savannah Schrag comes off the rebound. Schrag almost carried it, gets it to Brianna Miller and down to Briston. Briston kicks it out to Perry. Perry saves it and bows to Schrag over to Brianna Miller. Now Miley Miller gives it back to Perry. She'll try a three. No good. Rolled off the front edge. And Bishop off the rebound. Paige Bishop will bring it across the timeline for Scotland County. Bishop between the two circles. Gives it to Holland on the left wing. Now Hamlin. Takes it to the hoop, throws up a shot, no good. Puts up her second one, no good. Third one, no good. Doster finally puts it up and in. 10 points for Abby Doster. 19-17, Scotland with the lead. Kennedy Parrish with the basketball, tried to bounce pass to Miley Miller, and it kicked out of bounds by Charlie Holland. So Rihanna Miller will inbound on the far sideline, gets it in the backcourt to Schrag. And Schrag dribbles to the right wing, to the right baseline. Kicks it in to Briston Miller. Briston tried to get it back out to Brianna. Pass knocked out of bounds by Bishop. So Brianna Miller again will inbound on the far sideline. As she gets it to Miley Miller, top of the key. Miley takes it down the right lane, out in the right corner to Kennedy Parrish. Parrish drives the baseline, puts up the shot, missed it. Let you do the foul. The foul may be on Emma Harvey. And it will be. So Emma Harvey just picked up her third personal foul. So three fouls on Emma Harvey. Kennedy Parrish at the line with four, looking for five. Left it short. When Aylward will check back in, and Emma Harvey will sit down with three personal fouls. So Parrish, four, looking for five. Shots up, got it. 5 points for Kennedy Parrish. 19-18, Scotland up by one. 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Bishop across the timeline, the left wing to Hamlin, the left corner to Holland, to Hamlin, high post, Doster. Now Brent Aylward for three, no good. And Hamlin, her put back, no good. And off the rebound, Miley Miller gives it to Brianna. Brianna Miller sees an opening, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, no good, and has the rebound and knocked out of her hands by Doster. So Knox County will inbound underneath her own basket. Brianna Miller will trigger. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Finally gets it out to Parrish. Parrish, 15-footer on the way, no good. And Bishop off the rebound. It's Bishop. We'll bring it across the timeline from Collin County. Walks it into the front court. Gives it to Hamlin on the right wing. The right corner to Hayward. Holland on the right baseline. Now Hamlin running 10-footer. Missed it. And Bishop off the rebound. Her put back, no good. And she tried to save the ball from going out of bounds. And she stepped on the end line. So lead Knox County basketball. 2:16 left to play in the first half. 19-18, Scotland County with a lead. Here comes Knox County. Schrag gets it to Brianna Miller in a double team. looks for somebody, gets it to Wriston. Wriston guarded by Aylward, kicks it out to Sragg. Sragg, 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound saved in bounds by Miley Miller. Now three on the way by Sragg, no good. Brianna Miller with the left hand, missed the layup. And off the rebound comes Scotland County. That was Abby Doster. Hamlin to Bishop. This is Aylward on the left wing. Aylward back to Hamlin between the two circles. Holland on the right wing to Hamlin. Left wing to Aylward. Aylward kicks it all over to Bishop. She'll try a 15-footer. Rolls in now, no good. Rebound Doster. Her put back, no good. And Brianna Miller off the rebound to Sragg. Sragg goes it ahead of Brianna Miller, runs it down. Miller sees an opening, takes it down the right lane, knocked out of her hands, kicks it out to Miley Miller. Now Parrish on the right wing. There's Parrish. Picks up the dribble, looks for somebody to throw it to. Tried to give it to Sragg. Foul pass is kicked by Scotland County. So it'll be knocked down the basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline as Lily Frederick will check in. Abby Doster will check out. Brianna Miller back to Sragg in the backcourt. Sragg across the timeline, guarded by Hamlin. Gives it to Brianna Miller for three. On the way, no good. Holland comes off the rebound. And we have a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Miley Miller. So Miley Miller picks up the foul. That's three fouls on Miley Miller. So Charlie Holland will go to the line. She'll shoot a one-on-one. 19 fouls against Knox County. 48 seconds left to play in the first half. Holland eyes it, fires it, and missed it. It should have been 1-1, and she missed the first one. So why did they blow the whistle? I don't know. So Holland eyes it, fires it, and didn't get it. Now a lane violation against Collin County. I've seen that a lot in the last two nights. 46 seconds left to play in the half. 1 point, Scotland lead. Sragg gives it to Brianna Miller. Brianna had the ball knocked away, picked up by Bishop, takes it to the house, lays it up and got it. 3 points for Paige Bishop. Sragg across the timeline to Miley Miller. Pass was too high. Miley couldn't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. 21-18, Scotland County with the lead. Paige Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Left wing to Hamlin. Frederick in the left corner. Hamlin, high post. Holland had the ball taken away by Sragg. Sragg will try to put it up. Stolen away by Bishop. But Bishop stepped on the inline, so it'll be Knox County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. 12 seconds left to play in the half. Kennedy Parrish will trigger. Parrish looks for somebody. Gets it out to Savannah Sragg. Off glass, no good. Rebound tipped around, and out with it comes Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin takes it right at Sragg, puts up the shot and missed it. And that's the end of the first half. With the score, Scotland County 21, Knox County 18. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Setting aside money for an emergency is a smart move. Expensive car repairs, job loss, or unforeseen medical expenses can present financial challenges. Community Bank of Memphis encourages you to set aside some money for that rainy day. Invest in a savings account or short-term CD so your money is available when you need it. When you bank with us, your money is safe. Each depositor is FDIC insured to $250,000. Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends at Community Bank of Memphis. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's hard to believe tax season 2023 has arrived, and with it, my 20th year in the tax and accounting business. I'm Bobby Clark, CPA in Edina, and taking the stress out of tax time is my specialty. My new client portal makes it easier than ever for me to serve you, whether you're across town or across the country. Visit www.bobbyclark.com to set up your BDC client portal account, or give me a call at 660-397-2332. I look forward to serving you today and in the years to come.
Since 1994, we've been in the business of lifting more than just vehicles. We've lifted each other, our community, the place that we call home. As a family-owned business, we understand the importance of taking care of our own, and we're proud to support those who have supported us for nearly three decades. In doing so, we look forward to seeing how supporting one another can take us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, proud supporter of Scotland County R1 Athletics.
Are you wanting a new home but it's not in your budget? Then how about remodeling your home with beautiful wood from Cardwell Lumber? Here you will find a variety of specialty lumber that can turn your home into everything you dreamt about having and so much more. We are open Monday through Friday till 4. Come and see us or check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com for more details. That's Cardwell Lumber, 8 miles south of Edina. Products and advice you can trust.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School, again home of the Class 2 District 6 basketball tournament, and it's all girls tonight across the state, and it's the second game of the night from Scotland County and Knox County, or Scotland County, leading Knox County here at halftime, 21-18. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Scotland County, Paige Bishop with 3 points, Quinn Hamlin with 6, Glenn Aylward with 2, and Abby Doster with 10. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 5, Savannah Schrag with 5, Kennedy Parrish with 5, and Abigail Becker with 3. Scotland County led 14-10 after one quarter. Knox outscored Scotland 8-7 in the second quarter, and the Lady Tigers lead here at halftime 21-18, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Thunderstorms can produce lightning, flash floods, or even tornadoes. Be aware of the hidden dangers storms can leave behind. Watch for downed power lines after a storm, and if you see one, stay at least 50 feet away from it. Never attempt to move a power line. Call 911 and your local electric cooperative. Keep safety first. Always.
A message from Tri-County Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Tim with Slayton Polaris. I'm sure you would agree with me that while we enjoy watching our kids grow up on the farm, we also wish they could stay little for as long as possible. One minute they are small enough to play in a tractor tire, and the next thing you know, they are bigger than you. With all of life's changes, you can take comfort in knowing that Slayton Polaris will try their best to keep things the same. We always offer the best machines at the best possible prices and strive to treat everyone the way we would want to be treated. This has always been our policy since we opened our doors. We look forward to meeting you at Slayton Polaris, 8 miles south and west of Pulaski.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. I'm Donnie Middleton. And you're listening to Scotland County Lady Tiger, Knox County Lady Eagle Basketball. I'm your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis. We're at halftime of this girls' game with Scotland County leading Knox County 21-18. In the first game of the night, it was a 4-5 matchup, and Princeton, the number 4 seed, wins their 15th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 67-50. Princeton led in scoring by Addie Hinkey with 35 points. Claire Buckler with 15. And Grace Kelly with 11. While Putnam County led in scoring by Adeline Dickerson with 20 points. Putnam County led 12-7 after one quarter. Princeton outscored Putnam 24-15 in the second quarter. And Princeton led 31-27 at the half. In the third quarter, it was Princeton again outscored Putnam 15-9. Princeton led 46-36 after threes. And in the fourth quarter, it was Princeton outscoring Putnam County 19-14. And Princeton wins it 67-14. Princeton improves to 15-11, while Putnam County ends their season with a record of 11-15. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
You'll find the news you need in the Memphis Democrat. Everything from news, want ads, and social notes to sports. The best local coverage in Scotland County, Cantrell and Milton, too. Pick up a copy of the Memphis Democrat today. The Democrat is the pulse of Scotland County, bringing you up to date on issues that affect your life. Now you can even check the news online at memphisdemocrat.com. The Memphis Democrat, for complete local coverage and pictures, too.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service. Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the farm shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the farm shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Round up the family and grab your friends and land at the Eagle's Nest Bar and Grill in Edina. They're located at the foot of the hill on Highway 15 South in Edina. The Eagle's Nest is open Monday through Sunday and features a daily lunch special. They serve all of your favorite beverages for the adults and the most popular flavors of ice cream for the kiddos. They also have the friendliest wait staff around. So fly over to the Eagle's Nest on Highway 15 South in Edina, a proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles.
And welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County, our own high school. 21-18, Scotland County leading Knox County in a 3-6 matchup. As both teams now back on the floor, we're about a minute away from the start of the second half. As coming up tomorrow night, it's boys' semifinal night at 6 o'clock. From here, Canton will take on Putnam County. That's our first game. And the second game of the night, Schuyler County and Knox County. So the first game is 1 seed, Canton, taking on 4 seed, Putnam County. Those two teams have split 2 games. And the second game in Knox County and Schuyler County, as Knox County beat Schuyler County late in the year, came from 17 down in the second half to win by 3. So it should have 2 outstanding ball games tomorrow night. Boys semifinals from Schuyler County High School. As the Clark County boys were knocked out of Monroe City last night. And even as we speak, Andy is on the air streaming on KMEM with Clark County girls and the Highland girls. So we won't know until he gets home, or they will know probably before I will, how that ball game came out. That game started at 7:30, and it's now 8:30, so he's at least at halftime. So we'll find out. Stay tuned to KMM. Listen in the morning for sports. Dave is writing down all kinds of girls' quarterfinal scores, even as we speak from here. So Knox County with the basketball as we start the second half. Rihanna Miller brings it across the timeline. Skips over to Miley Miller on the right wing. It's Miley. She was into a triple team. Had a pass blocked by Bishop. Picked up by Elwood to Paige Bishop. Bishop gives it to Hamlin on the left wing to Elwood. Back to Hamlin between the two circles. Bishop between the two circles to Hamlin. Gets it to Carly Smith on the left baseline. Back to Hamlin. 2-3 zone by Knox County. Aylward on the right wing. Now Bishop underneath to Hamlin. But the shot up, it goes down. It counts, and he shoots foul. See, the foul's going to be on, and it'll be on Kennedy Perry. So Perry picks up her first foul. That's 8 points for Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin 8, looking for 9. Eyes it, fires it, missed it. Kennedy Parrish off the rebound. As Parrish gets the ball, Savannah Sragg. Her shot from the almost top of the key, no good. Becker with a rebound. Tried to go back up with it, but what's going to foul? The foul may be on Carly Smith, and it will be. So Carly Smith picks up the foul. That's her first. Foul is on the floor, so Becker will inbound underneath it on basket. Becker gets it out to Kennedy Parrish. Now Miley Miller for 3 out of the left corner, no good. Paige Bishop off the rebound. As Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Hamlin on the left wing. Hamlin takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed it. And rebound comes off to Carly Smith. To Doster, puts up a 10-footer, no good. And the rebound comes out to Becker, tied up by Smith. Smith hits the deck as Ben Aylward had tied shoelace, alternating possession, stays with Scotland County. So Aylward will inbound, slaps the basketball, gets it to Bishop in the left corner. Bishop takes it right at Abigail Becker. Becker gets the rebound, and now Paige Bishop hits the deck, and they call it jump ball. Alternating possession back to Knox County. So Brianna Miller inbounds to Sragg. Sragg looks for somebody. Sragg still looks for somebody. Now James Dent calls a timeout. 6:37. Now the clock continues to run. And it's still running. I don't know whether Kirk knows it's running. The clock is running down to 6:20. It's already run over by 15 seconds. Still running down. Now it's run off about 30 seconds. So anyway, Dave, I'm going to keep it right here because I'm going to watch the clock. As Kirk Cohagen hasn't seen it yet. It's run off about a minute. And finally, Charlotte caught it and told him to shut it off. So I don't know whether the officials saw all that or not. Okay, they put it back to 6:40. So it ran. The timeout was at 6:40. So somehow the clock keeper forgot to stop the clock, and it ran off. But the officials were watching all this. Finally, he stopped it, and he put it back at 6:40. So that's where it ought to be anyway. So Brianna Miller will inbound. Gets it to Savannah Sragg. Back to Miller. Back to Sragg. Back to Brianna Miller. There's Brianna. Cut off on the left block. Leans in. Puts up the shot. Got it. 7 points, Brianna Miller. 23-20. Scotland County with the lead. And the basketball is Bishop to Hamlin. Now Smith on the left wing. Smith gets it inside to Hamlin. Hamlin in a crowd. Puts up the shot, didn't draw the foul, and Becker comes away with it. Tried to get it out to Parrish. And a whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be on Abby Doster, I think she was going to call that one on. So Kennedy Parrish is the one who picked up the foul. That's her second. So now Briston Miller will check in. And who's going to check out? Miley Miller will sit down for a breather. So Brent Aylward will inbound underneath her own basket. Aylward to Bishop for 3. On the way, skips across the rim, no good. Brianna Miller off the rebound. Miller in a double team, looks for somebody to throw it to. Now stolen away by Doster, puts it off glass, got it. 12 points, glad to Doster. Brianna Miller in the backcourt gives it to Sragg. The Sragg will bring it down the near sideline. Takes it right to the basket. Tried to get it to Briston Miller and stolen away by Doster to Bishop. Paige Bishop will bring it across the timeline to Hamlin. Smith on the left wing in the left corner to Aylward. Now Smith for 3, no good. Brianna Miller off the rebound. As Brianna Miller will bring it across the timeline, takes it down the right lane to the right block, Kicks it back out to strike, top of the key for three. Kissed it home for three. Bullseye. 8 points for Schrag. 25-23, Scotland up by two with the basketball. Bishop to the right wing and the right corner to Aylward. Back to Bishop on the right wing. Bishop drives to the basket. Missed the shot, but drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Briston Miller. That's her second. So two fouls on Briston Miller. Paige Bishop at the line. She has 3 points. Looking for four. Got it. Now Miley Miller will check in. Briston Miller will check out. Carly Smith checks out. And Charlie Holland will check in for Scotland County. So Paige Bishop will have her second free throw. She has 4 points, looking for five. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 5 points for Paige Bishop. 4 points, Scotland lead, 27-23. Placed here by the Lady Tigers. As Brianna Miller to Miley Miller to Brianna. Bad pass, almost stolen away, picked up by Schrag. Schrag gets it back to Brianna Miller, top of the key. Miley Miller gets it in to Becker. As Becker lost the ball off her foot, goes out of bounds. Well, now they stay. It was last touch by Brynn Aylward. So Becker will inbound underneath her on the near sideline, rather. Becker looks for somebody. Now gets it in the backcourt to Miley Miller. As Miley with the basketball. As now she just, it was a 10-second call. Well, no, they're going to call a foul. Foul's going to be on Charlie Holland. So first foul on Charlie Holland. Abigail Brianna Miller on the far sideline. Gets it to Schrag. Schrag brings it across the timeline. Dribbles the free throw line. Puts his shot up off the heel of the rim. No good. And Paige Bishop off the rebound. Bishop will walk the ball across the timeline. Bishop dribbles top of the key. Gives it to Hamlin on the left wing. Top of the key to Holland. To Hamlin, left wing. Aylward top of the key. Bishop on the right wing. Bishop skips, flips it across to the weak side to Hamlin. Puts up the shot, missed it. And Kennedy Parrish off the rebound. Brianna Miller gets it ahead to Becker. Becker should have taken the shot. Now Kennedy Parrish for three. Bullseye. 8 points for Kennedy Parrish. 1 point. Scotland lead 27-26. 3:40 left to play in the third quarter. Hamlin gets it to Holland between the two circles. Back to Hamlin. Dribbles top of the key to Aylward on the right wing. To Bishop. Gets it underneath. Doster, and Doster's called for an offensive foul. Two fouls on Abby Doster. Doster will set down, and Emma Harvey with three fouls will check back in. So a little pressure by Collin County. Now Quinn Hamlin steals a pass, takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, it goes down, it counts, and she's fouled, and I think they're going to call it on Brianna Miller, and Brianna can't believe it. So Brianna Miller picks up her third personal foul. As Hamlin with 10 points, looking for 11. 29-26. Hamlin shot up, missed it. And Parrish off the rebound to Brianna Miller. Miller will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Aylward. Miller will try a three on the way. Bullseye! 10 points, Brianna Miller will tie it at 29. 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Bishop gives it to Hamlin on the wing. Now Aylward will try a three. No good. And Miley Miller gets off the rebound. As a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Paige Bishop. That's her third. So three fouls on Bishop. That's the 15th foul against Collin County. Now Abby Doster will check back in. Paige Bishop will set down. Abigail Becker will inbound underneath her own basket. Slaps the ball, looks for somebody. Still looks for somebody. Tried to get it down low to Sarag, knocked out of bounds by Holland. Now Kennedy Parrish will inbound. Parrish slaps the ball, looks for somebody to throw it to. Now tried to bounce past Rihanna. Miller batted away, picked up by Hamlin. Hamlin takes it to the hoop, puts up the shot, missed it. Rebound Becker, and a whistle and a foul. Foul maybe on Emma Harvey, and it is Abby Doster picked up the foul. That's her third. So three fouls on Abby Doster. 2:37 left to play in the third. Tied at 29. Knox down with the basketball. A swag to the left wing. So picks up the dribble. Just it's Brianna Miller out on the left wing. She'll try another three. No good. Green Aylward off the rebound. Aylward gives it to Hamlin. Then Hamlin will bring it across the timeline. Hamlin bounce past to Holland on the right wing. And now Corey Schultz wants a timeout. 2:14 left to play in the third quarter. We're tied. Scotland County 29. Knox County 29. Back in 60 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
2:14 left to play in the third quarter, tied at 29, and Scotland County will have the basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline, Glenn Aylward will trigger. Gets it into Holland between the two circles. Now Hamlin. Hamlin between the two circles in the left corner to Aylward. Back to Hamlin. Hamlin walk with it. Hamlin thought opening. Took it in and traveled with it. So now Knox County with the basketball. Surrounding Sarag across the timeline. Sarag dribble drive into the paint. Missed the shot, but drew the foul. Foul's going to be on Quinn Hamlin. That's her second. So two fouls on Quinn Hamlin. And Saranda Sarag will go to the line. She'll shoot two shots. She has 8 points, looking for 9. Shots up, way short. 1:57 left to play in the third quarter. Now Carly Smith will check in. Quinn Hamlin will check out. Savannah Sarag at the line with 8, looking for 9. Shots up, got it. And Knox County leading for the first time tonight, 30-29, 9 points for Sarag. Smith will bring it across the timeline for Collin County. Smith gives it to Holland between the two circles. Holland at the top of the key, back to Smith. Aylward in the right corner. Smith on the right wing, inside Doster. Doster back to Smith. Two-pointer on the way. Airballed it as Harvey tried to save it in bounds. Had a foot on the line, so it'll be Knox County basketball. Knox County has their first lead to the ball game, 30-29. Will Fraser by Scotland. Man-to-man defense by Scotland. Sarag to Brianna Miller. Miller right side of the circle. Now Perry cut off in the right corner. Dribbles back out between the two circles. That's Perry. Back to Sarag. Sarag takes it right at Emma Harvey. Put up a shot, and she's fouled by Emma Harvey. And for Harvey, that may be all. Nope, that's the fourth foul on Emma Harvey. So Sarag with 9, looking for 10. Shot up, got it. 10 points, Savannah Sarag. Sarag Craig with 10, looking for 11. A two-point Knox County lead, shots up, got them both. 11 points to Anna Schreg, and it's a three-point Knox County lead, 32-29. 1:05 left to play in the third quarter. Smith on the right wing to Holland. Left wing and goes to Aylward. Back to Holland, top of the key. Down to Aylward. The pass is punched out of bounds by Kennedy Parrish. So Aylward will inbound on the near sideline. 58 seconds left to play in the quarter. Charlie Holland at the top of the key. In the left corner, Aylward. Back to Holland, top of the key. Holland gives it to Aylward in the right corner. Back to Carly Smith. Charlie Holland takes it down the left lane. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, put back up, no good. And Abigail Becker had the rebound, knocked it out of Emma Harvey's hands. So it'll be Ben Aylward inbound underneath it on basket. As Aylward gets it in to Doster, puts it off glass. Got it. Nice inbound play, 14. Bradley Doster, and it's a one point Knox lead, 32-31. Schreg across the timeline. Brianna Miller between the two circles to Parrish on the right wing. Parrish brings it back out between the two circles, down to 14 seconds. It's Parrish. Still with the dribble down to 10, 9. It's Parrish gives it to Schreg. Long three on the way off the glass, no good. Becker tried to shot, no good. Parrish had it, and it would have count had she made it. But that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, Knox County 32, Scotland County 31. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Hi, this is Corbin Blessing, and on behalf of the Scotland County Arlen School District, I'd like to thank our Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, family, and fans for supporting us. As student athletes, we work hard preparing for each game and strive to represent our school with pride. Put on your blue and white and come out and enjoy the games. We appreciate our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band who are right there encouraging us along with our family and fans. We are proud to be Scotland County Tigers.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Back at Scotland County High School, 8 minutes left to play in this girls' game. The winner of this game will play Canton on Thursday night. Canton girls, the number 2 seed. That'll be at 7:15 on Thursday. Knocked up by 1 with the basketball as we start the final 8 minutes. Schreg will bring it across the timeline. Back to Brianna Miller to the top of the key. Miller. Threw it to Kennedy Parrish just as Parrish was going to make a cut, and Brianna Miller threw it out of bounds. So Bishop back in the ball game, brings it across the timeline, dribbles inside the arc, running 10-footer high off the glass, no good. Emma Harvey comes away with it. Now a three by Aylward, no good. Bishop runs down the rebound on the right wing, brings it back out between the two circles. Quinn Hamlin on the left wing. Now Aylward on the left wing. Back to Hamlin between the two circles. Bishop back to Aylward in the right corner. Bishop will try a three on the way. Bullseye! What have we got here? Basket's going to count. Let's see what we have. A foul. The foul's going to be on Emma Harvey, and she just fouled out of the ball game. So Emma Harvey fouls out. 3 for Bishop. That gives her 8. In the ball game comes Charlie Holland. And let me see what they're talking about now. The foul is the 8th team foul against Scotland County. So Kennedy Parrish After the three by Bishop, Kennedy Parrish will go to the line. She'll shoot a 1-1 as Parrish with 8 looking for 9. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Abigail Becker, the rebound, tried to put up the shot, whistle, and a foul. Oops, they with a jump ball as Dostin has both hands on the ball while Abigail Becker tried to shoot it. The alternating possession comes back to the Lady Tigers. 34-32, Scotland with the lead. Bishop fires a 15-footer and got it. 10 points to Paige Bishop. 36-32, Scotland with the lead. Craig brings it across the timeline. Now running 10-footer, got it. It goes down, it counts, and she fouled. Foul's going to be on Abby Doster, I think. See, they call that on. So Doster picks up her 4th personal foul. So that's Savannah Schrag. She has 13 points, looking for 14. So 4 fouls on Abby Doster. As Schrag with 13, looking for 14. Shots up, got it. 14 points, Savannah Schrag. 1 point, Scotland lead, 36-35. Scotland County with the basketball. As Paige Bishop across the timeline. Bishop running 10-footer, missed it. Tip up, no good. Bishop put back, no good. And now we have Paige Bishop knocked clear out of bounds. Foul's going to be on Abigail Becker. So Becker just picked up her 4th personal foul. That's only the 15th foul against Knox County. Hayward will inbound underneath her own basket. Gets it to Bishop on the left wing. Bishop, double of dribbles, back to Hayward in the left corner. To Bishop, left wing, to the right wing, goes to Hamlin. Hamlin takes it to the hoop, plays it up, got it. 12 points for Quinn Hamlin. 3 points, Scotland lead, 38-35. Swag has it. At the top of the key, Schrag gives it back to Miley Miller. Stolen away by Bishop. To the house. Lays it up. Got it. 12 points for Paige Bishop. Now James Dan wants a timeout. 6:07 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 40, Knox County 35. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Tired of the big box stores where you can never find anyone to help you? Stop by Jay's Foods in Memphis. There you'll be greeted with that small-town local courtesy. Jay's Foods makes it convenient to get all your favorite recipes filled with so many delicious products available. They've got fresh, delicious produce, mouth-watering steaks, lots of canned and frozen choices. And Oaf Deli, it's worth a stop for a quick snack or a meal to take home. Jay's Foods in Memphis, open 7 days a week for everyone's shopping convenience.
Remember how fast you fell for your sweetheart? The only thing that you'll fall faster for is our internet. Never stare at that buffering wheel of horror again. At Nemer, we have internet speeds that you and your family will fall in love with. And with AutoPay as a billing option, you'll never forget to pay a bill again. Sign up for AutoPay today and be entered to win a $50 Visa gift card. To learn more, call our office at 660-874-4111 or visit www.nemr.net today.
6:07 left to play in the game. 40-35, Scotland County with the lead. Knox with the basketball as Brianna Miller gets it to Schrag. Back to Brianna. Brianna gives it to Parrish. Parrish drive off the right wing and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Carly Smith, and that's her 2nd. So Kennedy Parrish will go to the line at 10 fouls against Collin County, so it's double bonus for the Lady Eagles the rest of the way. Kennedy Parrish eyes it, fires it, got it. 9 points for Kennedy Parrish. 40-36. 4-point Collin County lead is Parrish with 9, looking for 10. Shots up, got it. 10 points for Kennedy Parrish. 3 points, Scotland lead, 40-37. As Bishop will bring it across the timeline. Now fast to Hamlin on the right wing to Bishop. Right side of the circle. They swing it around to the left corner to Smith, to Bishop underneath to Brent Aylward. Puts it up. shot up, got it. 4 points to Bryn Aylward. Back to 5 points. Shot in lead. As now bad pass taken away by Miley Miller, but it was shot blocked by Holland. And Knox County will inbound underneath her own basket. Kennedy Parrish will trigger. As Parrish looks for somebody, still looks, better throw it. And a 5 second call. Nice defense by Salem County. 5:27 left to play. 42-37. Scotland up by five. Parrish will, or Bishop rather, will bring it across the timeline. Spage Bishop bounce pass to Aylward on the right wing to Bishop. Long three on the way. Bullseye. Bishop has 15 points. 45-37. Brianna Miller gets it across the timeline to Parrish. Parrish will take it right to the hoop. Lays it up, got it. 12 points for Kennedy Parrish. Back to a 6 point. Scotland County lead 45-39. Under 5 minutes left to play. Bishop to Aylward. Now Smith in the left corner. Had the ball poked away. Smith picks it up. Saves it. But gives it right to Kennedy Parrish. To Miley Miller. Now Brianna Miller at the top of the key. Out to Kennedy Parrish. Parrish kicks it out to Swag for three. No good. And off the rebound, Quinn Hamlin. Hamlin in a hurry. And she lost the handle on the basketball. Dribble it out of bounds. It'll be knocked out of basketball. And now James Dent wants a timeout. 4:22 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 45. Knox County 39 back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri knows every minute of your day counts, so it's good to have a few time savers on your side. Take internet banking, for example. It allows you to bank from home or a mobile app rather than having to make an extra trip to the bank just to check your balance, transfer funds, or view recent transactions. You can even pay your bills online and make a mobile deposit from your phone. Best of all, Exchange Bank offers all of this free of charge. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com and sign up today. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Knox County R1 School District would like to thank its parents and community for their continued support. Our facility upgrades and cutting-edge technology create an educational environment that enhances learning and promotes creativity. Because of you, we are able to provide students a quality education that prepares them for the future. Thank you, Knox County, for your dedication to our youth.
4:22 left to play. 45-39, Scotland up by six. Knox with the basketball. Brianna Miller gives it to Strag. Back to Miller. As Miller across the timeline to Abigail Becker. Becker takes it to the house, lays it up, got it. Abigail Becker with 5 4 points. Scotland lead 45-41. Bishop, top of the key. Aylward on the right wing to Bishop. Bishop out to Quinn Hamlin for three. On the way, no good. And Brianna Miller off the rebound. Miller needs some help. Gets a Strag. Strag will bring it across the timeline to Miley Miller. Parrish on the right wing. Parrish brings it back out between the two circles, sees it opening, takes it to the hoop, off glass, missed it. And Curly Smith off the rebound to Bishop. As Bishop will take her time, 3.5 minutes left to play. It's Bishop between the two circles. Bishop will just dribble until somebody comes out to pick her up. And Swag picks her up. Now Bishop will take it to the house, lays it up, and got it. 14 points to Paige Bishop. 6 points, Scotland lead. Brianna Miller gets it ahead to Kennedy Parrish. And Parrish takes it to the left wing, guarded by Hamlin. And Hamlin with the basketball, that throws it the other way, picked up by Holland to the house, lays it up, and got it. Charlie Holland with 2 points. 8 points. Scotland County lead. Swag. Now south to Parrish. Parrish running 10-footer. Got it. 14 points for Kennedy Parrish. 6 points. Scotland County lead 49-43 as Bishop to the left wing to Aylward, back to Bishop between the two circles. And the man defense as they get it underneath to Quinn Hamlin. Turns, puts it up and in. 14 points to Quinn Hamlin. 51-43. Brianna Miller, Kennedy Perry, and whistling a foul. And the foul's going to be on Quinn Hamlin. That's her third. So three fouls on Quinn Hamlin. Brianna Miller will go to the line to shoot two shots. As Brianna Miller with 10 points, looking for 11 and 12. Trying to cut into this 8-point Scotland County lead. Now we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout Scotland County. 2:14 left to play in the ball game. And it's Scotland County 51. Fox County 43, back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
Have you been hospitalized, been given new medications or medical diagnosis that you need assistance with? Home health care might be right for you. Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina, Missouri, continues to offer skilled nursing, physical therapy, and occupational therapy services in the home and accepts not only Medicare and Medicaid, but many forms of private insurance. We're a small-town agency serving Knox County residents only. Not only do we want your business, we need it. Serving your friends and neighbors for over 40 years, call us today at 660-397-3396 and be well, Knox County.
2:14 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 51, Knox County 43. Brianna Miller at the line to shoot a pair. She has 10 points, looking for 11. So Brianna Miller, only senior on the team. Shots up, got it. 11 points, Brianna Miller. 51-44. As Miller with 11, looking for 12. Shots on the way. Got it. 12 points, Brianna Miller. 6 points, Scotland lead, placed through by Knox County. Bishop will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Schrag. And Schrag takes the ball away from Bishop. Schrag gives it to Perry. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bishop. So Kennedy Perry will inbound on the near sideline. It's Kennedy Parrish. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Now bounce past to Schrag. Schrag across the free throw line. Kicks it out to Miley Miller. As Miley Miller had the ball slapped out of her hand. Picked up by Brynn Aylward. Aylward gives it to Bishop. Bishop to Holland on the left wing. To Bishop between the two circles. Bishop around the top of the key. Bounce past to Hamlin on the right wing. In the right corner to Bishop. Bishop. Give and go to Abby Doster. Puts a shot up and got it. 16 points for Abby Doster. Back to an 8-point Scotland County lead as Graham Miller across the timeline. And James Demp wants a timeout. 1:23 left to play in the ball game. Scotland County 53, Knox County 45. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
When you're looking for the best, you're looking for a custom-built Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Best price, best service, best quality. No matter what your needs, we can fill them. We've been putting up buildings for more than 40 years, so we know what it takes to get the job right. If you can dream it, we can build it. Call today at 1-800-337-5858 and talk to Don, Dick, Jason, or Andy about a Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Why do we want you to have the best? Because we think you're worth it. Landell Buildings from Memphis Lumber Company. See you soon.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 41. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 32. Mainly cloudy skies expected. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 42.
Welcome back, everybody, to Scotland County High School. Kennedy Parrish inbounds to Schrag. Schrag takes it down the right lane. Now, ball away, 10-footer. Abigail Becker, the rebounder, put back, no good, saves it. Tried to save it inbounds. She was out of bounds. It'll be Scotland basketball. 1:12 left to play in the game. Played by Knox County. Inbound pass to Bishop. As Paige Bishop is fouled by Savannah Schrag. That's only the 16th foul against Knox County. First foul on Schrag. 108 left to play. As Hamlin on the far sideline will inbound. Bounce pass to Paige or Bishop. Bishop gets it underneath to Noster. Off glass. Got it. 18 points for Abby Noster. 10-point Scotland County lead, 55-45. With the basketball, this Schrag puts the shot up, and 10 got it. 16 points, Savannah Schrag. Knox County doesn't want to go away. Bishop brings across the timeline, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Savannah Schrag, and that's her second 17 foul against Knox County. So Paige Bishop will go to the line. She'll shoot a 1-1. She has 15, looking for 16. 12 of those have come in the second half. She hit the first free throw's good. 16 points. She scored 13 points here in the second half. 16, looking for 17. Shots up, missed it. And Bishop comes out with a rebound. Fans out on the right wing. To Holland. Now Bishop comes out between the two circles, down to 30 seconds. To Holland. Holland had the ball slapped away. Holland gets in the backcourt, brings it across the timeline to Aylward. Aylward, 16, put her on the way and got it. 6 points for Brynn Aylward. And now in the backcourt, foul's going to be on Quinn Hamlin. That's four fouls on Quinn Hamlin. That's four on Quinn. And to the line to shoot two will be Savannah Schrag. So Savannah Schrag's had a good night tonight. She has 16, looking for 17. Shot up, got it. 17 for Savannah Schrag. 17, looking for 18. Shot on the way, in and out, no good. Doster with the rebound. To Bishop. Bishop with 9. She'll bring it across the timeline. Bishop, I can't believe she was going to shoot that basketball with 3 seconds left. But she is fouled by Abigail Becker, and Becker just fouled out of the ball game. But Becker fouled out. Kristen Miller will check in. 3 seconds left to play in the game. It's Paige Bishop. Has 16, looking for 17. No good. In and out. 58-48. It's Bishop's second free throw. Got it. 17 points for Paige Bishop. And that's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Scotland County 59, Knox County 48. Back in a moment. This is KMU Sports.
Farmers, it's a new year, and it's not too early to start thinking about spring planting. It makes perfect sense to start with Nutrien Ag Solutions. Come in and let Nutrien Ag Solutions help work on your spring crop plan. Now is the time to get your seed, buy early, and save. Nutrien Ag Solutions will also help you decide on the perfect fertilizer and anhydrous for your crops. Located just north of Memphis, call 660-328-6211 for all your farming needs. Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future. Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. Stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
When you see law enforcement, medical personnel, or first responders helping others, give them room to work. Reduce your speed and change lanes if possible. Missouri law states motorists must proceed with caution and yield the right-of-way to stationary emergency vehicles displaying lighted red or red and blue lights. When you see a trooper on the side of the road, realize that that's their office. Give them room to work. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Missouri residents 16 years of age and older can complete the entire hunter education program online. There is a small fee paid to the online course provider. Once you've completed the course and passed a 60-question final exam with a score of 80% or better, you will receive certification. Those students that take the all-online course are not required to attend any classroom portion. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
And welcome back, everybody. Scotland County High School. It's a final as the Scotland County Tigers survive in advance by defeating Knox County 59-48. Taking a look at the scoring, first for Scotland County, Paige Bishop with 17 points, Quinn Hamlin with 14, Charlie Holland with 2, Glenn Aylward with 6, and Abby Doster with 18. For Knox County, Brianna Miller with 12 points, Savannah Swag with 17, Kennedy Parrish with 14, and Abigail Becker with 5. Scotland County led 14-10 after one quarter. Knox outscored Scotland 8-7 in the second quarter. Scotland led 21-18 at the half. In the third quarter, Knox again outscored Scotland 14-10. Knox led 32-31 after three. In the fourth quarter, it was Scotland outscoring Knox 28-16. Scotland County wins at 59-48. Scotland County improves to 11-15, while Knox County girls finish their season with a record of 2-20. In the first game of the evening, it was a 4-5 matchup, and number 4 Princeton ladies win their 15th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 67-50. But Princeton led in scoring by Addie Henke with 35 points, Claire Buckler with 15, and Grace Kelly with 11, while Putnam County led by Adeline Dickerson with 20 points. Putnam County led 12-7 after one quarter. Princeton outscored Putnam 24-15 in the second quarter and led 31-27 at the half. In the third quarter, Lady Tigers again outscored the Lady Midgets 15-9. Princeton led 46-36 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Princeton outscoring Putnam 21-14. Princeton wins it 67-50. Princeton improves to 15-11, while Putnam County ends their season with a record of 11-15. And again, the last game, the game you just heard on KMEM, it was Scotland County winning their 15th game of the year and advancing to the semifinals by defeating Knox County 59-48. Scotland County again led in scoring by Paige Bishop with 17, Quinn Hamlin with 14, Abby Doster with 18, Knox County, Brianna Miller with 12, Savannah Swag with 17, Kennedy Parrish with 14, Scotland County 11-15, Knox County ends their season 2-20, and it's time to say good luck and so long to the only senior on this Knox County team, that's Brianna Miller. She has done everything in her 4 years at Knox County High School. As Brianna Miller playing her final basketball game as a Knox County Eagle. And Brianna, we want to wish you the best of luck, whatever the future holds, as you go to college or go on from graduation, whatever you do, wish you the best of luck. Brianna Miller from Knox County playing her last basketball game as a Lady Eagle. She's coming up tomorrow night. It's a boys' semifinals at 6 o'clock. Canton will play Putnam County at 7:15. Scotland County will play Knox County. Should be two outstanding basketball games. For producer Dave Bowden from Scotland County High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Scotland County sponsors, and they include the Community Bank of Memphis, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Jay's Foods in Memphis, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Mayberry Farm and Truck Accessories, Memphis Democrat Weekly Newspaper, Memphis Lumber Company, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Nutrient Ag Solutions in Memphis, People's Bank of Wauconda, Canton, and Cahokia, Scotland County R1 Schools, Slate Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, The Farm Shop in Edina, and Tri-County Electric in Lancaster. And by these Knox County sponsors, they include Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, Cardwell Lumber Company, Citizens Bank of Edina, the Eagle's Nest Restaurant in Edina, the Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, the Farm Shop in Edina, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services. Right now, we're at 9 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, 42 degrees here at KMEM. finish out your Tuesday night. Have a good one. Have an even better tomorrow, and we'll see you back here with more basketball tomorrow night. This is KMEM Sports.